Hello and welcome to Northeast Access Radio, coming to you on the frequency of 90.3, and also welcome to the Senior Citizens Programme. And in the programme today we will have Theresa Killeen. She's a manager of a charitable day care centre, Iona Road, Iona Road Parish, and she's going to speak to me about the centre. Are you there, Theresa?
Hello, yes, I'm here.
Hello, Theresa, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and yourself?
Now I just want to talk to you about your activities at the day centre. I was just looking at the stats and that, and you were established in 2001.
Oh, and, that's correct, yes.
You cater for about 170-odd people.
Well, we haven't that number now. We have more vulnerable people coming, so the numbers have gone down a bit. So we're catering for about 120 at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's what will be on our book. Sorry, could I just say it's Clareville Centre and it's opposite Glasnevin Cemetery on the Finglas Road.
Oh, yes. Well, I haven't been, it's not too long since I was out at Glasnevin Cemetery, and I had been there for a long time.
Yeah.
I know where it is now. There's a car park sort of in front of it.
Yeah, it's just opposite the main gate of Glasnevin Cemetery, in behind the green area.
Yeah.
It's nice and sheltered from, and it has a lovely park in front of it as well.
Yes, I know just now, just that you mentioned, I just know the area.
Yes,
And of course, Finglas and the Finglas Road, since I was down at last, it seemed to have grown like mad.
It has indeed. Lots of apartments have sprung up.
And that indicates that in the future there will be a growing population and possibly a growing elder population, and day centre will be very, very welcome.
We're right beside Claremont Court and Crescent and the Willows, and a lot of the population there would be getting on to that age.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of people attending the centre from the surrounding estates, really.
Yes, and you cater, you provide, on an average of 70 people a day, you provide a lunch.
Oh, yes. We fundraised and we got a minibus with a wheelchair lift, and we go out to the private houses for about a mile radius, and we pick people up that are in wheelchairs or incapacitated that can't make their own way in, and people who are living alone and wouldn't otherwise get out. And we bring them in for activities and for lunch.
Yeah.
So we pick them up in the morning, and then we bring them back about half three in the evening.
Yeah, it's a collection service.
It is, actually.
Yeah.
We collect them and bring them in, and they have their time here and their food and their interaction with other people and the activities, and then we bring them home happy, hopefully.
And maybe you'll give us a list of the activities that normally is carried on.
Main activities really would be we bring them in the morning and they have breakfast and tea and toast really for breakfast. Mm. And then we have activities until lunch. We provide a 4-course lunch about 12:15. And then we have other activities after that, such as bingo. Today now, for example, we have exercise classes, chair exercises. We have a therapist comes in and she does that and makes them do exercise sitting in chairs in a circle, and that's very good for them. And on Wednesday we also have a group that come in and do more exercise with them. So we find that the need for exercise is great because they're not inclined to move enough or to walk enough. So and then the other activities would be crafts. We do a lot of jewellery making, our flower arranging and planting herbs. And we have drawing and art. We also have knitting club, which is very popular. And we have bingo, of course. I think I mentioned that we have bingo, the love bingo. We have hand massage, assisted bathing on Tuesday and Thursday. And we have music on Thursday evenings. And we have hairdressing here on Thursday, or mainly on Friday, but sometimes on Thursday as well. And the first Friday mass on the first Friday, which they love. So all in all, it's quite a... And then we have our Socrates Cafe, which is happens from 10:30 to 12 on a Tuesday. And that's where they sit around and have breakfast. About 16 people are involved, and they then have discussions on very weighty questions, like if they won 5 million, what would they do with it? or what is happiness? Or it could be just a topic of the day, like Brexit or whatever is on.
Mr. Trump.
that was a fairly fiery one. And these are all people that would be in their 80s and 90s, and some with dementia. So that the fact that they have the opportunity to have opinions and to give their opinions, I think, is very important, because it builds their confidence and they're listened to and they're appreciated. It also means that they get to know each other as a group better by interacting over a cup of tea or a cup of coffee in the morning. And they chat about anything. They say that to talk and to listen and to get to know each other better. And they like that idea, that conversation is spontaneous, and that nobody contradicts them. You can have a different opinion, but you don't tell the other person they're wrong. They kind of enjoy the banter, the fun of the banter, and the social interaction and stimulation is a big benefit for them. They get a better understanding of other people and what they're thinking. They look forward anyway to coming every Tuesday. Very few of them are missing on a Tuesday, so that's a good sign.
Yes, and that is a huge amount of activities to undertake. And do you have a staff, such a large staff?
We have four full-time staff, I think it is, and three part-time. And we have workers mm-hmm. in the kitchen. And they provide a great service too. So all in all, we get volunteers. We have about 20 volunteers. Now, some of them would be the musicians who come in every Thursday, every week to play for us, the Invincibles and other Cloughlin friends. And they play for different occasions as well. They play for, you know, we have lots of St. Patrick's Eve. We'd have the St. Patrick's Day celebration and Easter and lots of ones at Christmas. So these are our standby musicians that play for all, and they do it all voluntary, which is very good. And we have a voluntary committee as well. And all in all, we would have 20 to 30 volunteers, I suppose.
That
enables us to do a lot more than we would if we had to pay for every person that was working here. Now, we take a lot of students, third-level students who are doing a degree in social care in DIT, mm-hmm. and we also take students who are in their transition years, and they're wonderful. Usually they're great help, and the older people love to talk to the young people. We also had, for the last 2 years, a cafe meeting once every, an Alzheimer's cafe meeting, the last Tuesday of every month, Now that it's suspended for the summer month, but we have quite a number of people with dementia attending. We have, I think, about 14. So this is a place where their family and their carers and themselves can come in, and they can be met by professionals and given information that they badly need. So it's also a little outing for the person with dementia. There's a nice tea, afternoon tea put out for them, or evening tea. So it's from 7 to 9, usually on the last Tuesday of every month. But as I said, it's not on for the summer now. The summer month's closed. But it's a great way of getting the people that are dealing with relatives suffering from dementia to understand that they're not alone and that there is help out there.
Yes, and dementia now at the moment, it seems to be becoming more prevalent. Now, it may have been always prevalent, but it wasn't recognised.
I suppose people are living longer.
Yes, and they think the children born in, now at this moment in time might live to 120.
Yeah, they say that, all right. It's bad.
I won't be looking forward to that. Well, yeah, maybe know. I will be looking forward to 120.
If you're coming here now, you would, because we have 17 people who are 90 or over.
Oh, my God.
We have, on the 70 age group, there's 25, between 70 and 80, and between 80 and 90, there's 54. Between 90 and 100, there's 17. We have one man, he died a year or two ago, he was 103, and another lady, 102, so... You see, if you want to live long, you come to Clareville.
Yeah, but it sounds very, very well like it. And the activity, you see, the stimulation of the activity.
That's the thing. We did a survey recently on why people come in, and we found that the main thing was isolation and loneliness. And it's not food or anything. It's just the need to be connected to something and to belong. And by coming in here, they don't feel useless, that they're moping around all day at home. Yeah. And a lot of people don't, older people, if they're living alone, wouldn't want to be cooking. Some love cooking, but some don't. And they eat much better when they come here, which helps as well. And also we keep an eye on them. We know if they're not looking their best, and we'd alert a family member or whoever is in charge, you know, next of kin. So all in all, I think the actual socialisation of their day is a big part of the daycare centre. It keeps them in their homes longer, and it saves the HSE lots of money by not going into too early to homes, you know. Mm-hmm. We also have here, just built around the centre, we have 73 units. You see, the centre is on Dublin City Council grounds. It's also owned, the building is owned by Dublin City Council and maintained by Dublin City Council. So we have 73 units just built around the centre where people who are not able to live in their own homes, they get this sheltered accommodation, it's called, from Dublin City Council. And it's marvellous. Like, people don't hear enough about the good things that Dublin City Council do in the area, because they look after them very well and they maintain their little homes and everything for them. Yeah. So, also, the HSE are very good. The nurse comes round and visits them as well to keep them healthy. Mm-hmm. But it's one way of keeping people in their own homes for longer. And as you know, there's a big waiting list for home helps and for getting into hospitals and all that. So it's very important, I think, that these kind of centres are built in every community.
Yes, and you know, to maintain such a facility, now you do a lot of activities that are outside the scope of grants,
yes,
and enabled and all this,
yes,
type of thing.
Yes.
Do you have to fundraise?
Oh, we have to fundraise, yeah. We get a grant from the HSE, but it doesn't cover the cost of the wages and the running, yeah, of the centre. So we do fundraise, and people are very good. There's one of our volunteers, Mary McGowan, did a walk, the mini marathon, in aid of the centre. And
mm-hmm.
She's after raising a good bit of money for it. So thank you to Mary.
And do you have flag days or?
We have raffles every so often, but you know, you have a kind of a captured crowd. You can't have too many raffles.
Yeah, I know.
But we do. We have raffles usually every month or every second month when we can.
Yeah.
We also do outings. We'd take them on trips in the summer or down to the Botanic Gardens. We're very fortunate in that. We have great cooperation from the cemetery across the road from us and from the Botanic Gardens, and all the companies around are very good to us. And we there's a new gate now between the Botanic Gardens and the cemetery.
Yes,
so
I know.
We can walk straight across. We're just directly opposite it. And we can walk straight across into the Botanic Gardens in 10 to 15 minutes. And it's terrific if we had a summer.
Well, it's a very on and off summer, I can think. It's more off,
yes,
than on.
Yes, it's a bit dangerous going out with somebody in the winter now,
yeah,
with the downpour.
Yeah.
But
you have these outings and all these facilities, and
yes,
they only can be of benefit to the people that are,
oh, yes,
them.
Absolutely. Yeah,
the whole thing is about stimulation and getting people
is
active again.
Yeah,
now,
yeah,
whether it's knitting, like you say, is a big enjoyable event you've got. And there's all sorts of other things, music, like you say. And
they love the music.
Yeah, well, we found that it stimulates a terrible lot of people, even in nursing homes and all sorts of things.
It does, but it's also extremely good for the people with dementia.
Yeah.
They go with the beat and they're happy and they sing along, because a lot of the songs will be older songs that they will remember. And for that reason, it's very, very helpful for them. We also managed to put together last year a book, Dublin Memory Book, it's called, the submitted stories and memories of their youth and all that. And we had it printed, and it's on sale in the centre now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very nice little stories, short stories from the service users that come into it.
Yeah, but that'd be the 40s and 50s and 60s. Like.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, things. Some of them are from the country, but a lot of them are Dublin. Some very good stories. So we're hoping we might get another one done. But it's just to get time to do all these things, because it,
yeah,
takes a lot of time. We also might as well tell you, won the Pride of Place in Ireland in 2015, which,
oh,
I'm very proud of. And for the most friendly community. I think that was what it was. But it was very, very, very special to us anyway.
Yeah, and you got an award for that.
We got €1,000, and we got a beautiful plaque, a beautiful award thing.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a glass plaque to say we won it.
Mm-hmm.
So we were very proud of that. Now, also, this week, weather permitting, we're having Community Week beginning on Wednesday, and we're having a celebration of Bloomsday on Thursday, which means it's all day breakfast on Thursday with music all day and fun and games. And on Friday, we're having a garden party, so you can see we're very brave.
Well, and the garden party, well, Bloomsday, and you're having breakfast now.
Yes, breakfast, kidneys and black pudding.
Yeah, well, I was just going to mention that, you know. Mr. Bloom and Eccles Street and all this, 1904.
And we will have James Joyce represented here, and he will be saying, doing readings and saying poetry and playing music and all the rest of it. So we're expecting a good turnout on Thursday the 20th. So you must have got a reasonable. Is there anything else you need to ask me about? Because you have a good idea anyway of what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, apart from all that, we have assisted bathing, and we have hairdressing and chiropody, and any of those needy things that people it's easier for them to acquire it here.
Yeah, well, hairdressing, of course, now is one of the things that, not so many gentlemen require it, but least the women.
No, the ladies do.
Yeah, the ladies do. And assisted bathing, have you got a pool? A swimming pool?
No, we have assisted bathing means it's... we have a hoist to put people into a bath.
Oh, yes, yes.
And, we have a bather, the HSE centre, a bather who looks after them whoever needs bathing on a Tuesday and Thursday. And we have a nurse called most days to make sure everyone is well. And we have, as I said, the chiropodist on the second Wednesday, usually, of every month. So it's busy, all right.
Yeah, and chiropody is one of the things that
it's very needy.
It's very needy because people can't bend down to their toes.
They can't, you see, that's very true. You can't, you fall off the chair.
Yeah, well, so, there's always the fear that anyway that you will fall.
We also we take them out on Fridays, we take a few of them out in the morning for walks just to get them walking. Mm-hmm. And we often go take a few people across into the botanics and just have a walk around and have an ice cream. And they're absolutely delighted because some of them haven't been in the botanics since they were young people.
Yeah.
So it brings them back to their youth and makes them very happy.
Yeah, and of course all the flowers, the different flowers, etc.
They're beautiful, yes, yeah. That's right. Oh, we do a little bit of gardening here as well.
Oh, happy dad, into everything.
We plant flowers here and we get them involved and we plant herbs. And we're trying to get a sensory garden done in the back.
Yes.
So that the people with dementia would be able to go there and enjoy it, you know.
Yeah, lavenders and all sorts of things.
Yeah. We have a very good chairman who... he's also the facilitator for the Socrates Club, Michael Brophy, and he gives us a lot of his time, and he's extremely good to the centre, and so are the musicians. So we're very fortunate. A lot of them just come from the neighbourhood, you know, just around us here.
Yes.
We also have the accommodation that Dublin City Council has built around the centre. There are 73 units and the 7 or 8 of them for wheelchair people.
Yeah, wheelchair accessibility.
And they're specially designed to accommodate them. So, it's quite good because all the paths have been dished to facilitate wheelchair people around the area up to Hart's Corner,
mm-hmm.
the shops and that. So they're to make them more independent.
Yes, and of course, independence in one sense has to be very well received with and interaction, of course, and
oh sure,
yeah, and all sorts of activities Like I say, the head boggles at all the activities that you provide.
Well, you see, we have a kind of a program, weekly program. So different things happen on different days.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that it's spread out a bit. It's more organized than it sounds when you hear it all together, you know?
Yeah.
So we're very fortunate, anyway, to have facilitators that do a lot of work for us here with the activities.
Now, in the future, now it seems to me that you're going to have to expand because the population of the country, and in particular Dublin,
they're all living longer.
Living longer, and they require all sorts of bits and pieces. Now, quite a lot
That's
of them
right.
are quite active, you know. But dementia seems to be on the
increase.
Yeah, on the increase. Well, maybe it has always been there, but been recognised now as one of the future things.
It's a huge problem. It's not a great condition to have. It's difficult for the carers.
Yeah, and
we do we'd have 36 to 40 people in each day, and then we'd have takeouts. So we do about 60 dinners per day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot of food.
Yeah, it is. We have about 12, 13 people in wheelchairs attending, and we have 3 or 4 blind people, and we have 5 with learning difficulties, and about 18 with dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have people who are just elderly and want to come in, you know.
The chat is a great thing, you know.
They have great fun. You can hear them laughing all around the place. They do.
Yeah.
It's a happy kind of place now. A lot of them call it a club. which is nice.
In the future, you're going to have to expand if you did. And you might be a model for all sorts of other activities around the area in general, and all sorts of facilities is more to the
That's
point.
True.
In different areas, and they can learn from what you're doing out there and evolve their own techniques.
I would certainly advise anybody that's dealing with elderly people to try and start the Socrates. We call it the Socrates Club. It's a breakfast club. They have cooked breakfast on a Tuesday morning, and we sit round a table, about 14 or 16 of us.
Yeah.
And we have the facilitator if he's available. And it's the interaction is great between them, and the bonding with each other of all ages. And the older they are, the more they like it, because they get this opportunity to be listened to.
Yeah, the camaraderie.
Yes, but we call it the Socrates Club from the old philosopher Socrates. Because we're always asking questions, what's your earliest memory? Might be one of them, or what was your first job, or what was the best time in your life, and what would you do, as I said, if you won 5 million, or what is happiness? So sometimes there's no answer at all to these questions, but they do love discussing it and having a bit of a laugh.
The question's been asked, and it has to be answered negatively or positively or whatever. Now, Teresa, I'm afraid we've just run out of time.
Okay. Well, lovely talking to you.